Ottawa. Canada's Liberal Party has won a historic fourth consecutive term in office, completing a dramatic political turnaround under the leadership of former central banker and first-time politician Mark Carney. The victory marks a landmark moment not only for the party but also for Carney, who took the reins just weeks ago and has now emerged as the country's 24th prime minister with a renewed mandate. The election outcome, confirmed late Monday night, saw the Liberals regain momentum in key battlegrounds across Atlantic Canada, Quebec, and vote-rich Ontario. Addressing supporters in Ottawa, Carney struck a defiant and unifying tone in his victory speech, making direct reference to rising tensions with the United States under returning President Donald Trump. "Trump wants to break us so that America can own us. That will never, ever happen," Carney said. The win caps an extraordinary political comeback for the Liberals, who until late 2024 appeared headed for electoral collapse. After nearly a decade under Justin Trudeau, the party faced internal turmoil, declining public trust, and a surging conservative opposition led by Pierre Poilievre. According to polling analysts, the emergence of Carney and growing fear of U.S. interference proved decisive. The result is a stunning blow to the Conservatives, who had for months been favored to form the next government. Poilievre, who had led the party since 2022, was even reported to be trailing in his own riding early Tuesday morning. "While we will fulfill our constitutional duty of holding the government to account, we will always put Canada first as we face irresponsible threats from President Trump," Poilievre said. In a night of sweeping political realignment, the NDP suffered one of the worst defeats in its history. Party leader Jagmeet Singh, who failed to win re-election in his own district, announced his resignation, as the party fell below the 12-seat threshold required for official status in Parliament. Observers noted that for the first time in nearly 70 years, Canada's two main political parties, the Liberals and Conservatives, captured over 80% of the popular vote, reflecting the collapse of smaller opposition parties including the Bloc Québécois. Carney, who briefly served as prime minister before calling a snap election, took a high-stakes gamble that has paid off. Had the Liberals lost, he would have become Canada's shortest-serving prime minister in history. "Let's put an end to the division and anger of the past," Carney said in closing his speech. "We are all Canadian, and my government will work for and with everyone." The coming days will determine whether Carney's Liberals can secure a majority or must rely once again on cross-party support.